去年年的暑假呢，我学了两个小时骑马。
Last summer, during my vacation, I spent a couple of hours learning how to ride horses.
那么呢，叫我的老师呢，这个第一样事情告诉我呢，你骑马其实就要让这个马知道你在控制它。
My instructor told me that the first thing about learning how to ride a horse is let the horse know that you're in charge of the horse.
我骑马的地方呢，其实是一个室内的练马场。
The place where I learned how to ride a horse was an indoor arena.
知道了，其实这些动物啊，跟小孩一样的，很好奇的。
And actually, these animal creatures are very much like young children. They're very curious.
每一次我骑马经过这个门口的时候呢，这个马呢都要停下来，望一望出面有什么事情发生。
Every time as I circle around the arena, every time I would go past a door, the horse would stop and look outside to see what might be happening.
所以呢，其实我就控制不了啊，这个马。
At that particular moment, I had no control over the horse.
那么呢，我老师就叫我了，你踢他的肚子啊，要不然呢就用这个鞭他了，那么他就会一直走。
And my instructor then taught me that at times like that I should go ahead and spur him in the stomach area or use a whip to hit him so that he would move on.
但是你知道啊，其实呢，这个马这么大，我坐在上面都还没坐得稳，怎么可以没有这个勇气去控制它？
But you must realize the horse is actually quite big, a lot bigger than I am.And since I'm riding on top of it, I often feel like I have no control over him.
最后呢，老师就示范给我看了。
Then finally, an instructor demonstrated for me.
那么他坐在马上面，那么他踢这个马，那么他就一直走啊。
So she would sit on the horse, and then she would end up kicking the horse, so the horse would continue to go straight.
还没到这个门口的时候呢，他再踢他一下，那么这马就知道不能停下来，马上就走。
And before they came close to the door, she would kick the horse so that the horse know that he cannot stop by the door.
其实呢，我的老师呢，可以用声音就可以控制这匹马了。
And actually, my instructor was so good that she was able to control the horse through her
voice. 如果他要他慢走的时候呢，他就是这样子。
So if she wants the horse to slow down, she will make the following sound.
Very good. 你知道他要他快步跑的时候。要做一个什么样的声音呢？
Do you know what kind of sound she would make if she wants him to speed up? That would be the sound.
所以你们要小心啊。
So you must be careful.
为什么我不能控制这匹马呢？
Why was it that I was not able to control the horse?
因为这匹马，反而我的老师可以。的分别的就是呢，这匹马呢，知道。我的老师坐在上面的时候，就是控制他。
The difference between me and my instructor was that when my instructor was on the horse knew that the instructor was in charge.
那么呢，他就完全的臣服在这个老师的手下。
So the horse was completely obedient to the instructor.
但是当我坐在这个马上面的时候呢，这匹马知道我怕他。
When I was riding on the horse, believe it or not, the horse actually knew that I was afraid of it.
所以呢，它就在控制我。
And therefore, it knows that it was controlling me.
所以呢，有一个练马师曾经说呢，跑最快的马呢，必须要是最顺服的马。
So a horse trainer once said that the fastest horse is the most obedient horse.
这就是为什么呢？保罗在罗马书的十二章的第一节呢，劝我们把身体献给神。
And that is why Paul in the first verse of chapter 12 urges us to offer our bodies to God.
因为呢，这一个是成圣生活的一个必经之门呢。
That's only because that's a passage that we must go through as part of our sanctification process.
成圣生活就是你与世界跟情欲打仗。
A sanctification process is a process in which we'll be fighting against the world and against our worldly passions.
这个是不允许我们有一点的犹豫不决的。
This has no room for us to be indecisive.
我们如果要打赢这场仗，我们必须要臣服在神的手上。
In order for us to win that war, we must submit ourselves under God.
有人以为呢，圣经的教导呢，就好像呢，不实际。
A lot of times people think that the teachings from the Bible are not practical.
就是在生活上面呢，行不通。
In other words, it's hard to apply them, these biblical principles, in our daily lives.
好像呢，夫妻相处啊，教养小孩啊，这些，其实是圣经所教的是行不通的。
For example, in a marriage, or perhaps in terms of teaching our children, what's taught in the Bible is impractical.
但是其实不是。
But actually, it's not the case.
其实呢，就是当其实我们没有把我们自己完全的交托在神的手里面。
But that's only the reason we it seems impractical. It's because we have not put ourselves entirely in God's hands.
所以当困难来到的时候呢，我们犹豫不决。
So when trouble comes, we become indecisive.
更糟的时候呢，就是我们可能不听神的话。
What's even worse is we become disobedient to God.
结果呢，我们就没有见到预期的成果。
And therefore, we cannot see the expected outcome.
罗马书十二章一到二节的，我用三句话去归纳这个信息。
I want to use three statements to summarize the first two verses of chapter 12 of the book of Romans.
这个是一次的决定。
One, this is a one-time decision.
这个是一个每天的一个更新。
This is a daily transformation.
还有呢，就是一个一生的经历。
And this is a lifetime experience.
上个礼拜呢，我们已经讲到这个一次的决定了。
Last week we already talked about this being a one-time decision.
所以呢，我们今天呢就是讲下面的两个题目。
Today we're going to focus on the latter two.
当你看罗马书的十二章第二节的时候呢，你会留意得到呢，第二节呢其实是一个命令。
When you look at the second verse of chapter 12 of the book of Romans, you'll notice that this verse is a commanding verse.
所以呢，本来第一节呢，保罗是很温柔的劝我们，你要做一个确定，就是你要不要把自己完全的献给神。
And actually, verse 1, Paul was coming across as a very gentle urging or encouraging us to offering ourselves to God.
但是呢，到第二节呢，就变成一个很严肃的一个命令。
And the second when he arrived at the second verse, it became a very serious command.
这个是告诉我们呢，你献不献给神呢，是你有这个自由去决定。
What that tells us is that you have the freedom to choose whether you want to offer yourselves to God or not.
但是，一旦你决定了。要把自己献给神的时候，你就要完全的顺服他。
But once you decide to offer yourselves to God, then you must obey Him completely.
因为这个是唯一我们可以过成圣生活的唯一的方法。
Because this is the only way for us to be sanctified.
另外呢，我们发觉呢，这个第二节呢，也是用跟第一节所讲的。这个 tense 不一样的，它是用一个现在时所写的。
Another difference between verse 2 versus verse 1 is that verse 2 is in present tense.
我们讲过了，上个礼拜讲过了，在第一节呢，它是用希腊文的一个 tense 叫 aorist tense， 就是在一个时间上面的一点。
And last week we already talked about the fact that verse 1 was written in aorist tense, which means that it was a point on the time spectrum.
那么但是呢present tense 呢现在时呢其实在希腊文上面呢是一条线呢。
But the present tense interpreted through Greek tells us that it is a continuous process, it's a line.
所以呢它好像就是一个过程呢或者呢是一个事情呢你重复的不断的发生的。
In other words,What this is a it's a process. It's a process that continuously repeating itself.
所以呢，做决定把自己奉献给神呢，是你一次的一个决定。但是呢， 在这边讲到了我们的变化却是一个每一天不断的发生的一个事情。
So what this tells us, the two verses tells us that then that is that the offering of bodies to God is a one-time decision, but the transformation process, the act of sanctification, is a process that happens daily.
第三样你留意得到呢，就是这个命令呢是有两方面的。
The third point I want to come across is that this command is a two-sided command.
他说不要效法这个世界，只要信义更深而变化。
The command tells us that the first tells us that do not conform, and then later on it tells us that but be transformed.
所以呢，这两样事情呢，你可以说呢，这个命令有两方面，但是这两方面呢是对立的，彼此排斥的。
So not only the two-sided command, there are only two sides to this, but in addition, the two sides are opposing sides.
原因就是神跟这个世界是彼此为敌的。
So what that means is God and this world are two opposing sides.
所以呢，当我们侍奉神的时候，你不能同时侍奉这个世界。
So when one serves God, one at the same time cannot be serving the world.
这个也告诉我们一个事情，就是你不能只把好的东西好像倒进你的身体，就是你的人生里面，不把这些不好的东西赶出去。
So what that also tells is that we cannot just input the good things into our body, but do not purge our body of the bad things.
有一个父母呢，曾经对我这样子讲。
Parent told me this one time.
他相信呢，他儿子呢，弹琴呢是有一点天分的。
His parent told me that they believe that their son has some talents in playing piano.
所以呢，他就为他的儿子四处的去找这个名士去教他弹琴。
So the parents went over the place to look for a very famous good instructor for teaching his son the piano.
那么这个老师听了以后呢，他说：“的确，你的儿子呢是有一点天分。”
And one time, one of the teachers did tell the family that the son has some talent.
但是呢，他说，如果你的儿子要有进步呢，这个是没有可能的。
But however, it would be impossible for your son to improve.
原因呢，就是呢，他学了太多坏的习惯了，太多坏的技巧啊。
And the reason is because he has already acquired many bad habits. Has obtained many bad skills, and it will be hard for him to get rid of those.
唯一的方法，他可以突破的就是要把他从前的所有坏的习惯跟技巧呢擦掉，重新从最基本的学起。
And the only chance for a breakthrough is for this kid to be rid of all his bad habits and bad skills and then start from the basics.
这个是一条很长的路。
This is a very long journey.
但是这个是唯一他能够进步的路。
But this is the only way for him to improve.
这个爸爸说，就是小的时候是他教他儿子弹琴。
And then it's turned out it was because the father was teaching the son and gave him all these bad habits.
成圣生活也是一样。
Sanctification life is no different.
在圣经里面，成圣生活的命令永远是两方面的。
And in biblical terms, the command for sanctification is always two-sided.
圣经必定叫我们把自己倒空。
The Bible always tells us to empty ourselves.
我们才有地方去站在神的旨意。
And that's the only way that we're going to have space inside of us to acquire God's commands.
我们刚刚讲到 VBS 的时候呢，我们今年就是叫智慧。
And when we're talking about VBS, this year's theme was wisdom.
其中呢有一个，所以讲到智慧的时候，就讲到圣经里面有很多不同的愚蠢的人嘛。
And the opposite, when we're talking about wisdom, of course, the opposite of wisdom foolish, and the Bible has many examples of fools in.
其中一个我们在 VBS 教学的小孩就是告诉他，有一些圣经里面蠢愚蠢的人他是怎么样呢？就好像一个人的背包呢，装满了很多东西，他没有位置把神的真理放进去。
So in BBS, we're trying to explain to kids what it means to be foolish. We use the example of a person who carries a backpack that's full of things that has no room for anything else.
如果他要把神的真理装进去的时候，他必须要把这个背包先倒空。
In order for that person to put God's will into the backpack, he must empty that backpack.
圣经其实同样的教训呢有很多，好像呢在以弗所书里面呢第四章二十二到二十四节，他也是教我们，你要先脱去你的旧人，你才可以穿上这个新人。
There are many similar teachings in the Bible. For example, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24, talks about how one must put off old self in order to put on new self.
还有呢，在希伯来书十二章的第一节的时候，他告诉我们，如果你要跑这个神的前面给你我们前面的路程的时候，其实就好像我们现在看奥林匹克一样。你要怎么做？你要把这些重担，你要把这些罪先脱去，那么你才可以奔跑前面的路。
So, like it said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1, just like Olympics these days, that to run the race that has been marked out for us, we have to get rid of the burdens in terms of the sins and the things that hinder us from getting close to God out of our system.
我知道呢，在我们里面很多人听到这里呢，他就会说算了，还是不过成圣生活好一点，因为这样子比较容易。
And I know that some of us will be thinking at this juncture that let's forget about the so-called sanctification life. Life will be a lot easier without having to do that.
倒不如舒舒服服的做一个仅仅得救的基督徒不是很好吗？
It wouldn't be a lot easier if we just sit back and relax and be meeting the minimum requirements of being a saved Christian.
我希望你留意一点，就是罗马书十二章的第二节。
But I want you to pay attention to one thing in verse 12 of chapter verse 2 of chapter 12.
这一节圣经呢，其实是一个被动的一个命令。
This command is a passive command.
我的意思就是两个动词啊，就是不要效法跟心意更深而变化，两个动词都是一个被动词。
So what I mean by that is the two verbs in this verse, do not conform and also be transformed by renewing, both are passive verbs.
被动的意思呢，就是不是我们坐在我们自己身上啊，是有另外一个把这个事情做在我们身上。
Being passive means that we are not, in charge, so to speak, or we're not reigning our own self, but rather something else is reigning over us.
所以不是我们改变我们自己，我们是接受这个改变。
So we're not changing ourselves, but rather we are.Receiving the changes that are designed for us.
有一个农夫，他在菜市场里面是卖土豆的。
There's a farmer that sells a potato in the farmer's market.
很多人都卖土豆，但是呢，每一个人都喜欢跟他买。
There are a lot of people selling potato, but customers always prefer this guy's potato.
因为他的土豆呢是很干净的。
Because his potatoes are very clean.
所以有一次有一个太太就问他，你每一次来卖土豆，你都要把这些土豆先洗干净才卖，这个不是很辛苦的一个工作吗？
So one time a housewife asked him, isn't that a lot of extra work for you to clean the potatoes before you bring them to the market?
他说，不会啊。
He said no.
我只是把我要卖的土豆先放在一个盒里面。那么过了一个小时，我再拿出来去卖啊。
I only had to immerse the potatoes in a river for about an hour before I bring them to the market.
你知道我们的变化也是同一个道理。
But do you understand that our transformation is under the same principle?
我们是被动的接受圣灵在我们生命里面的改变。
That we are passive and we are controlled by the Holy Spirit who transforms us.
这个就是为什么呢？耶稣曾经说，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And that's exactly why Jesus said that my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
这个不是说呢，耶稣的标准呢比其他宗教低。
It's not to suggest at all that Jesus' standard is lower than other religious standards.
其实我们都知道了，耶稣的标准比所有世界其他宗教都高。
And actually, as a matter of fact, we know that Jesus' standard is higher than any other religious standard.
但是其他的宗教都是叫你怎么可以改变自己。
But all the other religions in this world tell you how you can change yourself.
但是耶稣告诉我们的方法不是这样子，我们是让神来改变我们。
But what Jesus teaches is the opposite, is the fact that we are to be changed by God.
所以呢，有人说罗马书的十二章第二节讲到这个变化，其实是一个主动的被动。
So that's why some people call this transformation described in verse 2 a subjective passiveness.
那他的意思就是你愿不愿意接受神改变你？
What they mean by that is, are you willing to receive the transformation that God has designed for you?
你愿意接受的时候，你神就会来改变你。
If you're willing to receive it, then God will transform you.
我们继续看第二节的时候呢，你会发觉呢，这句话也告诉我们，就是我们人呢，其实呢。一定会改变的。
And if we continue on looking at verse 2, we know that as a people will change regardless.
所以你的决定呢，不是我要不要改变。
So the decision is really not whether you want to change.
你的决定是你要让谁来改变你。
The question that you must answer is who do you want to have to change your life?
要不然呢，就是这个世界改变你；要不然呢，就是神去改变你。
Either God can transform you, or you be changed by the world.
我们已经谈过了，世界跟神呢是一个对立的力量。
We already talked about the fact that this world and God are two opposing forces.
所以呢，我们就要做一个选择了。
So we must make a decision.
就是你要让哪一方面去改变你。
That which side do you want to do the transformation for you?
第二节说不要效法这个世界。
The second verse tells you that do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
我在预备这个讲道的时候呢，我知道今天我们有年轻人在我们中间。
When I was preparing the sermon, I already knew that the youth will be joining us today.
我也知道呢，有一些年轻人呢，他快要上大学了。
And I also know that part of the youth group is going to be attending colleges.
所以呢，今天可能呢是你最后一次听我的讲道了。
So today could be the very last time that you'll be hearing my sermon.
所以呢，我提醒你三样事情，希望你提防这个世界去改造你。
So I want to give you three reminders to warn you not to be changed by this world.
第一样事情你要小心呢，就是你进，特别就是你们进大学的时候，就是你要小心我们说这些，人民的科学 ，humanity。
The first thing I want to remind you is be careful what you might learn from those humanity courses。
特别呢，你可能要你会要被要求去修这些心理学啊这些。
Yes, of course. You're probably going to be required to take some of these classes, such as psychology.
你要知道呢，这方面的移民科学的他们的利润跟圣经是有一个很大的分别的。
But I just want you to understand that the theories behind some of these humanity classes are quite opposite from what the Bible teaches.
他们不相信神的存在。
They don't necessarily believe in God's existence.
他们不相信人有灵魂。
They don't believe that people have souls.
所以我提醒大家，就是当你进这个 课室里面，你还可以拿很好的 grade 啊，但是你有一个批判的角度去学这些学问。
Yes, as you enter these classes, yes, you can strive for good grades, but you must have critical discernment to look at these materials that you're going to be learning.
我的意思就是，你可以仍然很清楚了解他们所教的是什么，但是你要有自己的立场，这个立场就是圣经。
Yes, you can fully understand from a knowledge standpoint what they teach in these classes.But you also must have, you also must be firm in your own position, and that is the biblical teaching.
第二个，我希望大家小心的，就是我们的娱乐。
The second thing I want to warn you about is your entertainment.
这个包括我们看的电视啊、电影啊、听的音乐啊这方面的。
And that would include, of course, a variety of things such as the TV programs, the movies.And the music that we listen to.
因为我们现在在这个年代是从来这个人的历史里面没有有的一个年代。
We are upon an age that is unprecedented in history.
就是呢，你可以坐在家里面不出去，可以二十四小时不停的看这个电视电影，这些娱乐。
And this is an era where.You can watch TVs and you can watch movies and you can continue to find entertainment in your own home without ever stepping out.
你知道，过去六月份，我们统计了 Netflix 统计了，我们看了十亿个小时的这些 media.
So do you realize that back in June, a statistics?Tabulated by Netflix told us that
one billion、
mm. that there was 1 billion movie TV programs that were watched.
但是看的人没有增加，我是同一样这么多人看。
But the number of viewers actually did not increase. It's these programs were viewed by the same people.
如果你让这些娱乐不停的冲击你的感官的时候呢，你最后就会麻木了。
If you let these media programs continue to bombard your senses, you will become numb.
那么呢，你就失去你的反应了。
And you're going to lose your reactionary senses.
很多人呢告诉我，哎，我没事的，我虽然常常看，但是我不会受它影响的。
A lot of people would tell me that it's a-okay that I can continue to watch these programs and never be influenced by them.
但是你留意一下，你就会发现，好像最近在 Colorado 的枪杀案里面，它不是就是好像电影里面所发生的事情一样吗？
But if you watch your surroundings, for example, what happened in the state of Colorado.Isn't what happened exactly like what's described in some of those movies?
虽然我们不一定走到这个极端了，但是你看，我们的追求人生的快乐，很多时候就是这些电影啊，这些电视所塑造出来的这些快乐。
So even though that might be an extreme example, but I assure you that the pleasures that we seek from this world.Are exactly created by the desires that have been portrayed by these TV programs.
就是我们要住什么的房子啊，我们要去什么地方旅行啊，又有什么的享受啊，就是好像这些电影里面的明星一样。
So the messages often being sent from these programs, such as you know big houses and luxurious vacation.And seeking pleasure, attitude of seeking pleasure, they're all being sent out by these programs.
第三个我想给大家的一个提醒呢，就是小心你的朋友。
The third reminder I want to share with you is be careful with your friends.
这个也是在儿童圣经班里面所学的一句话。
This was also shared with the VBS summer class.
箴言十三章二十节说：“与智慧人同行，必得智慧；与愚昧人作伴， 必受亏损。
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 20, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm.
你的朋友给你一个很大的影响。
Your friends will have a great deal of influences on you.
如果你的朋友不是基督徒呢，你很有可能进了大学以后，你也不会去教会。
If your friends are not Christians, then there's a very good chance that you will not be attending churches once you go to college.
原因就是你朋友有空闲的时间，就是你去教会的时间。
The reason is because when they have time, when their friends have time to themselves, usually it's around the time when you're supposed to go to church.
很多时候我们就放弃去教会，为要跟我们的朋友一起。
And a lot of times we would abandon the idea of going to church so we can be with our friends.
所以我希望呢，特别年轻人，你从这三个角度，就是小心这些移民科学，我们的娱乐跟我们的朋友，让我们不效法这个世界。
So as a reminder to these to all the young people especially, that must look at this from three perspectives. And one is be careful of those humanity classes, and then two is be careful about the entertainment pleasure that you pursue, and then three is be careful with the friends that you have.
第二节的下半句的话就是只有心意更深而变化。
And the second half of verse 2 talks about that you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
变化这个字呢，就是我们 metamorphosis， 蜕变这个英文字的来源了。
The word transformation actually comes from this other word metamorphosis.
这个字呢，变化这个字在圣经里面出现了两次，一次在罗马书十二章，另外一次呢，就是耶稣在山上变相的时候用了这个字。
This word only came out twice in the Bible. The first time was right here in chapter 12, and the other time was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以呢，你会发觉呢，保罗是讲到一个变化呢，是一个很dramatic 的，就是很戏剧性的一个变化。
So the changes here, this transformation here is a very dramatic transformation.
是很明显的，人家一看就看出来的。
And it's a very obvious, very apparent change that people can see readily.
那么他还要告诉我们，这个变化是从哪里开始啊？
But also tells us where the changes come from.
就是从我们的思想、心思意念里面开始的。
And the origin of this is with our mind, is from our mind.
因为我们的心思意念就决定我们的行为啊。
Because our mind will determine our actions.
所以一个真正的改变必须要改变我们的思想，才会改变我们的行为。
A true fundamental change will only start with a change in our mind.
那么我们基督徒怎么改变我们的心思意念呢？
So how do us Christians change our mind?
那么呢，这个就是在哥林多后书第三章十八节里面这样子讲。
And this is told to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
我们众人既然躺着念，就得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And it says that we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
我们在神面前改变我们的心思意念的方法，其实就好像我们晒太阳的一样。
And the way we change or renew our mind before the Lord is like us getting a suntan.
你喜欢这个古铜颜色的皮肤吗？
Do you like that the copper tone, the bronzed look?
那么你就坐在太阳底下晒一晒啊。
Then you would sit under the sun and get some rain.
那么呢，你坐得越久呢，那么这个颜色就越深。
The longer you sit under the sun, then the deeper the color of the tan.
但是呢，我们都知道有一个事情会发生。
But we all know that one thing is going to happen.
就是如果你停止不晒太阳的时候呢，再过一个礼拜、两个礼拜以后呢，你又恢复从前的颜色。
That if you stop getting suntanned after a week, maybe 2 weeks, the original color is going to come back.
这个就是保罗鼓励我们，我们要不断的每一天的在神面前变化。
And that is why Paul encourages that this transformation, this renewing, before the Lord needs to be daily.
你什么时候停止在神面前，跟他灵修的时候呢？你什么时候又恢复你从前的样子？
So as you do your devotion before the Lord, when do you start to return back to your original image?
当我们在神面前花时间去灵修的时候，神就会改变我们。
When we spend time and do our devotion before the Lord will change us.
有的时候我们灵修呢，会觉得很慢呢。
A lot of times we find devotion to be very boring.
原因呢，就是我们看圣经的时候呢，我们你要问自己，你要在圣经里面找什么呢？
So when you're doing devotion, you must ask yourself, what are you seeking from the Bible?
这个就是呢，有一次讲到的时候告诉我们，认识有关神的事情呢，跟认识神呢是两回事。
And that's why there was a sermon that we talked about where the knowledge of God is not the same as knowing God.
你可以在圣经里面呢找有关神做了什么事情呢，神有什么应许啊，有什么命令呢？
So, yes, you can find from the Bible what God's, some of God's commands and what God has done for us and what God will do for in our lives.
但是你最重要的是要找出这一个神是一个怎么样的一个神。
But most importantly, what we need to look from the Bible is to find out what kind of God this God is.
我怎么可以跟这样子的神交往呢？
And how is it possible for me to have a fellowship with a God of this kind?
圣经告诉我们，如果我们有一个顺服他的信，来到神的面前的时候，神会向这样子的人显现。
And the Bible tells us that if we come before God with an obedient heart, then God will reveal himself to the person.
最后我们要讲最后一句话就是罗马书十二章的第二节最后一句话，叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And the last point I want to bring out is stated in the second half of verse 2, that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我叫这段话就是我们一生的经历。
I know that this pretty much summarizes our entire journey in life.
你留意这句话的开始的时候呢，他用了一个字叫你们的叫这个字。
You notice that this sentence starts with the word then.
那就是说呢，这句话是前面的话的一个结果。
So what that tells us that this sentence is the outcome or the resulting statement from what's previously stated.
你想知道神的旨意吗？
Do you want to know what God's will is?
那么保罗就告诉我，你必须要做到第一节，就是把自己献给神。还有就是你要做到第二节，就是你要不断的神在神面前去变化，那么神就会把他的旨意告诉你。
So what Paul is telling us here is that if you want to know what God's will is, then you need to do what's being stated before that, which in verse 1 tells us that you must offer your bodies to God, and then 2 tells you that you must continue to transform and renewing your mind before God.
为什么神只把他的旨意告诉这样子的人呢？
Why would God only reveal His will to these people?
因为神没有兴趣只给你一个参考啊。
Because God is not interested to be only a reference.
如果你只有好像，如果你不是决定去遵守神的旨意，神不会花他的时间去把他的旨意告诉你。
And the reason is because if you have not decided or be determined.To obey God's will, then why should God spend time to tell you His will?
但是如果你是全心全意的去遵守神的旨意呢，神就告诉我们，那你就可以查验神的旨意了。
But however, if you want to seek God's will with your whole heart and your whole mind, then God will of course share His reveal His will to you.
查验这个字呢，就是approve， 就是可以认可的意思。
So the proof means that you test and then you acknowledge.
就好像呢，有人告诉你，黄石公园呢是很漂亮的。
So some people, so for example, some people may have told you that the Yellowstone Park is very beautiful.
那么呢，你去了。
So you went.
回来了，你就说，的确，黄石公园呢是很漂亮。
And after you come back, you acknowledge, you approve that yes, indeed, Yellowstone Park is very beautiful.
保罗在这边告诉我们，神的旨意是怎么样呢？
So what Paul is telling us here about God's will.
神的旨意呢是。善良的，就是好的意思。
That God's will is good.
好的意思就是神不会是为了你的好处的，不是害你的。
So what that means is God's will is intended to be good for you. It's not to harm you.
纯全的意思呢，就是 complete， 就是你可以说就是最好了。
So, and His will is also a complete or perfect will, meaning that it's the best one can imagine.
可喜悦的意思呢，其实就是不单只神觉得他自己的旨意很好，就是很他觉得很好，就是我们也很喜悦他的旨意。
So, the pleasing then, God's will being pleasing then means that God's will is not only pleasing from God's perspective, but we as well will find it to be very pleasing.
我问自己，为什么我们常常迟迟不决定把自己献给神呢？
And a lot of times I wonder why we hesitate and not offer ourselves to God.
为什么我们奉献给神的时候也是有保留呢？
And why even if we sometimes offer ourselves to God, but we will do so with reservation?
因为我们怕。
Is it because we have fears?
我们怕神的旨意呢，就是我要我们去非洲宣教啊。
Is it because we're afraid that we might find out what God's will is for us? Maybe for us to go to Africa as missionary?
我们怕如果神要我奉献十万，那么我退休怎么样呢？
Maybe I'm afraid to find out what God's will is for us to make offering. So if He asks us to offer $100,000, what am I going to do with retirement?
不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
更重要的就是我们要相信神的旨意是好的。
More importantly, we must have the faith that the God's will is good.
他的旨意比你的旨意更好。
That His will is better than our will.
因为神的旨意是纯全的。
Because God's will is a perfect will.
当我们决定去遵守神的旨意的时候，你最后会体验到神的旨意真的是可喜悦的。
And when we finally decide to be obedient to God's will, then we will discover that God's will is pleasing.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们让我们教会教导在主手里面。
Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our church into your hands.
我们知道罗马书十二章一到二节就是挑战我们要做一个决定。
We understand that the first two verses, chapter 12, the book of Romans, are challenging us to make a decision.
我们也知道我们常常会怀疑神的旨意是不是最好。
And sometimes we would have doubts whether God's will is the best for us.
也知道我们一直都没有做这个决定。
And therefore we hesitated and never made that decision.
但是我希望今天主你的话语会鼓励我们，就是在主你面前把自己完全的奉献给你。
But Lord, we hope that today your words have provided us with encouragement that we will have faith in you.
因为我们知道当我们这样子做的时候，我们就可以查验成你的旨意的甜美。
And because we know that if we do so, then we will be able to approve the sweetness of your will.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.